I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Talking about weight and health in the healthcare setting can be difficult since it touches on a very sensitive and complex topic. Janet Carter is here to talk about the challenges of discussing weight with children and adults, and also to provide some tips and resources relevant to providers and patients. Janet is a registered dietitian and the program manager for the Heart Health Program at MUSC Children's Health. Janet, what are some of the challenges in talking about weight and health in the healthcare setting?
Well, there has been some research done, and there are some very specific challenges for providers regarding weight discussions that have been identified in the literature. Discomfort in discussing weight and the stigma related to it are two of the most frequently cited barriers from the standpoint of the provider. Also, providers fear that discussing weight may have unintentional negative consequences, or that they may not have confidence in the treatment plan, or potentially that they're not sure if the patient would actually follow through with the treatment plan. So some of those are the reasons why physicians don't feel comfortable bringing up weight with patients. From the patient standpoint, the barriers are a little bit different. They may include things like not recognizing the seriousness of the disease, or patients may have misbeliefs or misunderstandings related to the topic.
And despite the sensitivity of the scenario, why, from your standpoint, is it important to figure out some positive ways to talk about weight and health in the healthcare setting whenever appropriate?
Weight concerns are a very important public health matter, and it isn't something that should be swept under the rug or ignored in any way, because it definitely can impact a person's overall well-being, not just from a medical standpoint, but from a psychological standpoint, a social standpoint. It is a very important discussion to have in a healthcare setting.
What are some practical ideas to help talk about health and weight in a productive way in a healthcare setting?
I think the first thing that a provider can do is acknowledge the difficulty in discussing the topic, so they can say, I know this is a difficult conversation to have. And that opens the door to a more comfortable conversation. Another very important thing to do is to use what we call people first language, which emphasizes overweight and obesity as a disease. So we would say a patient with obesity versus a patient is obese. Also, we should recognize that weight bias is very real, and we need to be aware of our own biases. And also, we need to consider cultural beliefs around weight as well. I work primarily with the pediatric population, so I also need to be aware that these children and adolescents may be experiencing bullying or teasing, or may have had less sensitive conversations with other healthcare providers, which could affect their reception of the message.
What are some of the resources out there that you've encountered that are helpful to providers and patients and parents when talking about weight and health?
There actually are a lot of resources available that provide information for providers and patients. But one of the best ones is the Obesity Action Coalition. Their website has handouts and tip sheets for providers and patients to begin the conversation.
Janet, thanks for this information about conversations concerning weight and health.
You're welcome.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.